While many people can't wrap their heads around how driverless cars will work on American roads, the industry is moving fast to develop them. VTTI's Smart Road, where companies go to test their prototypes, just got a degree smarter thanks to new tracks that simulate real-world driving conditions and teams of experts studying how humans drive and what causes the most accidents. Myra Blanco, who heads the Center for Public Policy there, says autonomous cars hold promise not only for improving safety on the roads, but also helping people be more autonomous themselves.
How about people that cannot drive, that they need this to be able to have a job, an elderly person that wants to age in place and be able to still go to the hair salon, to still go do grocery shopping, but they don't feel comfortable to drive in the evenings.
There are still roadblocks ahead, from infrastructure to updating the language and laws that govern highway safety. Right now, for example, there are lots of rules and regs that relate to a car's steering wheel, but the cars of the future may not need steering wheels at all. I'm Robbie Harris.